signature on the International Criminal Court doesn't count anymore. The U.S. has just unsigned. And finally, we're going to take a look at whether Nike should be allowed to lie in advertisements. An interesting debate between Global Exchange and the ACLU, because a higher court has overturned a lower court ruling. Lower court saying Nike has a right to say whatever it wants, even if it's a lie, right? Freedom of speech. But a higher court said, no, commercial speech is not protected in the same way. So if they say our workers are paid $100 a week and they're paid less than $2 a day, that's not okay. So the ACLU is defending Nike, and Global Exchange is not. And so we're going to have a debate on that.
Okay, all of that coming up at 9 o'clock. And as we said, as we've been promoting, there's going to be a report to the listener starting, I would say, starting about now. Let's see. Okay.
Five.
Is all that ready?
Four.
Looks ready.
Three. Two. One.
And 62 degrees. Good morning, Valerie Van Isler.
Good morning, Bernard White, and good morning to our audience out there in New York City and New Jersey and Long Island and Westchester and Connecticut and Pennsylvania. We welcome you to this May report to the listener. We've done one every month since January, and we intend to keep on that schedule. Many developments, quite a few. On the WBAI front, we finished our February membership drive with your just outstanding support. We have about a 72% fulfillment right now, and we made that $1 million drive. So many, many thanks to you, to the energy and the drive and the just outstanding support that you gave us to help us achieve that goal. And here we are a day before another drive, what we call the spring drive in May, where we have another big goal to go for. And, of course, we're going to need every bit of spirit and power and energy and support that you can give us, because this remains an extremely difficult and tough time for the station. That $5 million debt still looms over us all, particularly at WBAI. Projections are at this point that the deficit from the past fiscal year will be at least $400,000 or more, and that's just here. Around the network, many other stations are in very difficult conditions, although they did well during their membership drives. But it seems really toughest here in New York for all the reasons that we went through 2001. So we have a mountain to climb really ahead of us. And part of that is the drive coming up tomorrow. We will have some outstanding programs, as always. We have had some incidents occur here, as well as some great events that happened here. So great thanks to our friends in New Jersey for the forum and a dance, in fact, that they held out in Montclair, Ruth Neustadter and the many concerned friends out there, for James Crevo and our friends in Long Island for the event that they held honoring the work of the past year and the rebuilding of Pacifica. David Rothenberg, who did the Ethical Culture Comedy Night and was able to bring in a substantial amount for the station. An event coming up, in fact, on May 18th, which is part of our spring fundraiser. It's going to be an Afro-hip kind of dance party. And you'll hear more about that on carts around the station. But that's Saturday, May 18th, and that's another way to support WBAI. This is an extraordinary time in every way, but also one of the most difficult times. It's kind of the best of times and the worst of times scenario. But the staff here has been working very, very hard to the person to help us rebuild the station, to get back on track, to recapture the energy and recapture the spirit. The local advisory board has held, seems to like, just about a million meetings, and a lot of them right now are centering on the bylaws and the bylaw revisions. Another meeting for that committee is coming up on Thursday, May 9th, I believe it is, and that will be over at DC 1707 at 75 Varick Street. We encourage people to attend that, to participate in those discussions, because that is helping to shape the present and the future of Pacifica, and particularly our beloved station here, WBAI. So many, many things are going on. There was a conference call on the finances, and that's why I began with that, by the interim board last week, and some of the things I've just reported to you were discussed there. Also, the $500,000 goal that we have to meet outside of our membership drive by July 1st, and then another, hopefully, $2 million by the end of October. So these are steep and deep pockets and great goals. Not unachievable, but it's going to take a tremendous amount of work to get us out of this debt and to get us back on some kind of stable path. So fundraising ideas, special on-air events like we did in February, another one that we did on April 20th around the Peace Perspectives in Washington, D.C., which raised $50,000, are going to be done. And they will all be part of the mix at every station as we try to own our own and keep ourselves afloat and also help with their debt, which by relieving that really helps everybody and every part of the station. So lots of things on the agenda, lots of things perking and cooking, but much work to be done, and your help is absolutely critical here. It was in January, it was in February, it is now, and of course it will be for the entirety of WBAI and Pacifica's future. So that's just an opening summary of some of the things that we're facing. This is the report to the listener on WBAI. I'm in the studio with Bernard White, the program director, and Matthew Finch, the interim public affairs director, and my name is Valerie Van Isler, general manager at the station, as we continue. Bernard.
Yes, we have been joined by Matthew.
Good morning.
You were checking to see whether you were in fact there.
Well, also we should say that Jose Santiago, the news director, maybe we can bring him up on the line or try to get him over here. Mark Leosa has been sitting in, acting as arts director for the last 2 months. Really, he is away today, probably out of the country. He'll be back. So what we've been doing on the bureaucratic side is trying to shuffle personnel around just to try to keep things covered. As Valerie said, there are a number of positions that will be filled in the next few weeks, and the public affairs position will be filled. That search is beginning fairly soon, if not immediately.
I wouldn't say immediately, but fairly soon, as possible.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the important thing is, before we start talking about please give us money because we need it so bad, we should be able to crow a little bit about what some of the funds that have come in recently have been able to do. I can look through the window and see work going on our production studio. Even as we speak, Max Schmid, our operations head, is right now putting up some soundproofing. We are beginning to get in some new equipment and some equipment upgrades. All of this will come with significant amounts of training for the on-air staff. bringing in a number of people to do some of the technical work here. So that is all good news that has already happened. And I believe very strongly that the first way to ask for money is before you begin asking, you say thank you. And it is the support of this listenership, ongoing support, but especially in the last few months, that has made a tremendous difference just in the shop as it is right now. And we want to build on that. It's not asking you for money. It's thanking you for the work that many listeners have done and trying to keep that door open for other listeners to come in. And that always begins with programming, and we'll have a chance to talk some about programming before we're out of here at 9 o'clock a.m.
I'm so glad you talked about the equipment, because that is one thing that we made a commitment to do, to carve out what we could out of the free fall of floating budgets that are now really getting much more in place and will be by the June board meeting. But we did get new equipment in here because we want to improve the sound. We want to serve this audience. And, in fact, many of the listener benefits that took place, they designated that money for equipment, and that's exactly how we have used it. So this is all to the good, because it serves you, the audience, brings a better sound, better quality right there to you, and that's what the station is all about. So we want to continue that, and this upcoming drive, you know, again, will allow us to do a little bit more and take more steps toward really rebuilding from the ground up, not only the station, but the infrastructure here as well.
Okay. There have also been a lot of more tedious things that we have to be involved with, and that is, as with our return here, there are more demands, there are greater demands on airtime. However, we have not been able to increase the amount of hours per week, and we have tried. We even thought about bringing in an additional day, but we couldn't get a consensus on what to name it, so we're stuck with the 168.
We weren't going to get a day named Bob after between Sunday and Monday.
So we're stuck with that, but there are, as I said, greater demands on that airtime, and we are attempting to try and put in, during the course of our broadcast day, more information about just what's going on. I'm sure that you've heard some of the broadcasts. Well, I'm not sure, but I hope that you've heard some of the broadcasts that we have been, we've had, where there have been discussions about what is happening, particularly with the bylaws. As you know, by the end of the year, there are to be elections to the national board, the local advisory board, and there have been preparations for that. We've tried to get information out about that, as well as about proposed bylaw changes and how they come about and how people can get involved in that process. So we have been meeting those mandated demands to get that information out. In addition to that, the Program Council has been meeting. It's attempting to reconstitute itself. Elections will be taking place for members on the committee. Have those elections not yet?
The elections are actually taking place right now.
Right now?
The nominations were completed about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So, and then once that is in place, and then, you know, we'll be ready to roll with that. As Matthew told you, there have been some temporary shifts in personnel, with Matthew going to the Public Affairs Department and Mark Leoso temporarily sitting in the Arts Department. And that's all in an attempt to keep the work flowing, to keep an individual there so that it all doesn't fall on the shoulders of one person. And both Matthew and Mark have been doing a good job in those positions. And there are, we're attempting to return the folio. We have many people who have offered to contribute to the folio. Once it does come out, it should be a really very nice document. We have many pictures of events and of listeners who've been at those events that will be a part of the Folio. Plus, as you know, those of you who do know, our Folio is our program guide that we use not only just to tell you what's coming up, but to give you snapshots and snippets of what's happening here inside of the radio station as well as in the community. And we're going to try and get that on the drawing board as quickly as possible in its final stages. And we also have tomorrow, as you know, the fundraiser begins. And we have some what we consider to be some excellent programs lined up for you, and hopefully you will respond and show those who are taking a look at WBAI and Pacifica that, yes, there still are a number of people out there who want this radio station, who like the change or the return of those who have not been around for a while, and they like the kind of programming that's being done, the kind of coverage that we do, the in-depth coverage, the opportunity that we provide for people who do not have a voice to come to the airwaves and present their side in a media, a sea of media that does not allow them to have a voice, that we provide a place for them to have a voice. We're kind of excited also tomorrow because a veteran programmer who's been a victim of the decrease in Black Talk Radio will be coming to the airwaves to in the start of his he'll be returning to the airwaves to begin to do some producing with WBAI. I'm talking about Gary Bird, who's been away from the microphones for several years. And although he'll be here on Wednesday, that won't be his permanent spot, but just for the month of May, he'll be here doing some reporting during the... his program will be during the talkback slot, and then we'll figure out where we're going to... How's Gary Bird, where his home will be later on.
Bernard, there are some reports in recent press articles that are affirming a certain time slot, and that's a little bit premature. But, of course, he will be coming to our air in a weekly slot very, very soon, in June.
Mm-hmm.
That much we can say, absolutely.
That much we can say. So all of that's pretty exciting. We also had planned, it hasn't come through yet because of ISDN line that just can't be located. You know, some of the places who, when you choose not to use Verizon, then you're at the mercy of Verizon, who will slow up the process to get you to choose Verizon. So we have had planned, and hopefully it will come through. If we don't find out today, then we probably won't be able to do it, but a live broadcast from Abyssinia Baptist Church with Bob Law, who is going to do a series of programs called Night Talk Live, where he'll be talking about some of the issues affecting the community. The community at large and the African American community in particular, but it's hard to just isolate that community and say that it doesn't affect other communities. So that's tentatively scheduled for this week, actually. And once we get the go ahead, we'll let you know just what's going to be on happening with that. But we're moving forward. It seems that the computers that we've gotten, some of us, are you hooked up to the DSL yet?
No, I'm trying to get my printer to print properly, but I have a nice one.
Well,
it's
nice to look at.
Yeah. Well, no, the DSL lines are getting around to the different offices, and that's important. And that's a great thanks to WBIX, who helped bring in that line for the good of the entire station, and it's in about five different places now, and will be in other offices at Public Affairs and Arts as well.
you know, as we move into and deepen the technology here. But I interrupted your thought, Bernard.
No, just that there are many things that are happening concurrently, and it has put a strain. I mean, it's there are a lot more meetings that folks have to go to in addition to doing the day work. There are night meetings, and but people are holding on and still trying to move forward. Were we going to get Jose on the phone, or?
Well, I can try to reach him in just a second. Why don't I try to see if I can reach him?
Okay.
We should also say that one of the questions that certainly both Bernard and I and Mark have been receiving for the last few months now has to do with the music slots. That promise will be kept.
Yes.
But as everyone knows, this is a very delicate matter. Once you move one program, nine other programs are affected, and to try to do it in an efficient way with everyone knowing what's going on, including the audience, frankly, it just takes time. And the reason it takes time is that we don't have a staff of eight. We have a staff of 200. Commercial radio, they have eight people. They can shuffle two of them very, very easily. In our world, it's not like that because this is largely a volunteer organization. So that's one of the reasons that things take longer than any of us would like them to take. It really is because there is such a massive staff and so many volunteers and so many phone calls to make and so many interest groups to appease and serve all at the same time. In order to do that correctly, a lot of planning has to happen, and I understand the frustration and the confusion of some listeners in this circumstance, but there is a commitment to return those slots to the air, and that will happen. Hopefully it will happen during the summer. So all we can say is watch this space, I guess.
Yes, and it will return for that. Hopefully by the end of this fund drive, we'll have everything into place. We could have followed an off with their heads policy, but we chose to be humane with it and try and make sure that everyone had a new address before we started. You know, you could do it over here and then send it over there. In the meantime, okay, because we will be taking some of your phone calls after we speak with Jose Santiago.
Okay, and as we make that connection, again, we're going to need your help very much as volunteers and assistants during this membership drive. It starts tomorrow, May 8th. And we want to conclude it on May 24th, right before the Memorial Day weekend, as well as coming in and helping to answer phones, work in the tally room. I mean, there are so many things that volunteers can do. Help us pack the premiums, because there are still a number of outstanding premiums that we have to send out. We've been catching up with a year swamp from year 2001. Quite a lot of that is done, but more. Still to be done, and of course some of the items from February, the drive that we just completed, are going out or about to go out. So anytime you can help WBAI, just give us a call. You can call 212-209-2845 or 44. Let us know when you'd like to come in, and there's a world of work here at WBAI that can use your assistance and your goodwill. So do give us a call and help us during this fund drive. You know, we begin at 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, and we especially need people during the morning shift. If you can be here from 7 a.m. on, that is prime time, and will help us move through that morning, through the afternoon, you know, as we conclude around the evening hour. And for the second week, we are planning to have tally shifts for the overnight, so that there will be pledging and a lot of good programming during the May 13th to May 17th, second week of the drive.
Yes, so please do come out. We expect tomorrow to start off with a really exciting piece by Tim Weiss talking about racism in this society and about human rights. And last time we played it, we had a really massive outpouring of questions about whether or how people could get copies of it. So we expect that tomorrow that you'll be able to hear it pretty much in its entirety, and hopefully it will stimulate you to support this kind of radio station, because there is no place like this. And you certainly see how bad it can get. So if you like the way it's been moving, then why don't you come out and support us, either with your material aid or with your bodies. Come out and help us with the tally. It is now 8:24. We're trying to. Matthew's holding a very long conversation. Is that Jose?
Yes, it is. He's on the phone right now. Jose, are you there?
I'm here.
Jose, we were just asking you to come in as we're about to start this drive, just to give the lowdown on where the news is, where the news department is, where the equipment is, and also, since you're one of the lead representatives of the paid staff with the union, to give us a breakdown on that situation.
Sure. I'm glad you're doing this. And Matthew, thanks for calling and inviting me to participate. Where do we begin? I got 2 hours or 5 minutes?
I think we're in the 8 minute range, probably.
Oh, okay, 8 minutes. Well, first of all, the most important thing of anything right now is for people to dig into their pockets and get ready to contribute to the station beginning tomorrow. The fund drive begins tomorrow, and Bernard and many others have been working real hard to put together some really good programming and have been putting together some very good programming the last few months since things changed again at BAI. In terms of news, we're very encouraged because we know that some new equipment is in the works. It's on its way, and new technology as well. We're going to have some digital equipment. We did have some to begin with, but now we're expanding, and that looks really good. People are excited. We have a plan together so that everyone gets trained on it, and we all get a chance to spend a few days without the pressure of having to produce a daily newscast to be able to get up to speed on the new technology that's coming in. I think that's going to be great. It's also, Bernard reminded me some weeks ago, that it's also a lot cheaper because we've been using the old technology of the quarter-inch tape, which people, most stations, stop using, you know, five years ago or more. But given our resources, it took us a while to catch up technology-wise. And that's a real plus. We will be saving money in that area. And also makes it a lot easier to archive things, and also makes it a lot easier to pull sound from the news that can be used in other programs. So that's a real plus. In terms of just the spirit, I think that people, I know the feedback I'm getting from folks is that people feel kind of relieved that things have settled down, and people are putting aside the negativity, the anger that they might have been, the concern, the fear that they might have been in the last year or so, and beginning to put that energy into the programming and also into just people working better together, and that's a real plus. I'm wearing a few more hats than I have usually worn in the past, which I really kind of took on based on need and also based on the ability to do it after being in a situation personally where it was very difficult to get involved beyond coming in and doing the newscast. Things have eased up for me, so I have a little more time to spend on station issues. And I have been involved with the union, the AFTRA, which is now representing the paid staff, and we have been involved in negotiations that have moved very, very quickly in a very positive way. Valerie Van Isler has led the negotiations for the station, along with Dan Coughlin, the executive director of Pacifica, and they have been very gracious, very understanding, very sensitive to some of the concerns that we've expressed on behalf of the staff. We had a session yesterday, and things are moving pretty quickly, and it looks like for the first time in, I think it's 4 or 5 years or so, we might finally have a contract for the paid employees. We also had discussed among at least some of the people on the paid staff, have discussed of making some sort of statement. I think I'm going to go out on a limb. I've discussed this with Fred Kuhn, who's the other shop steward of making a statement and of support for the unpaid staff and their effort to organize, because we think that they had that traditional coverage and safety that the old union provided for them, and they don't have that now. And we think they need to have the same kind of protections that we paid staff have. So I'm just going to go out on a limb and on behalf of the union say to the unpaid staff members that the paid staff members felt very strongly that we needed to have a union that represented us, and we went ahead and did that. It was not to exclude others, unpaid staff, and we very, very much support your efforts, and we'll do everything we can to support that and to help you in any way that we can, although I think you're pretty organized and you're already moving on that. We very much would like to see you represented as well, so you have your concerns with management dealt with, because it's just really important to have all those things in order so that you can concentrate really on coming in and doing your work and not being so concerned that things are happening that you have no control over. That's that department. But again, I think probably the most important thing right now is the whole issue of if anyone out there feels reluctant at all that you are not sure you want to support the station, that you're concerned about what has happened and where things are going, I would say put that aside and just dig in and help us, because things are moving forward. Things are moving forward in a positive way, and it's really, really important that people contribute to the station and keep us going. We still are and continue to be, and really even in I think you heard it in this most recent flare-up of the situation in the Mideast of the alternative voices that our station was bringing to you. You get that nowhere else, and frankly, you're going to get that no matter who's the GM, no matter who's whatever, who's director, because that's the spirit of the organization, and that's what we are, and it's important to support that spirit. I just want to say one other thing is that there is also a general manager search committee going on, and a million other things going on. But in regard to that, myself and Indra Hardat from the accounting department, our business manager actually, were elected by the paid staff. We were elected by the paid staff to participate, and that's moving along. I think it's moving along somewhat slowly, but methodically and in a positive way. And it looks like the committee itself, which is now 17 or 18 members, including about 7 people from the staff and about, I guess by now it's like 10 or 11, who are from various listener groups and support groups, are beginning to move forward. I think pretty soon we'll be looking at resumes, and we'll be going through the process of having an open process to select the new general manager. So things are moving really very positive and very quickly, actually, on a lot of fronts at BAI. And I think people should feel secure that we're moving in a positive way. And I think people should especially contribute during the news hour. Matthew?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jose. And we might as well underline this, that whenever we go into fundraising, you know, there is tremendous programming. And there are tremendous packages that are put together, but to pledge for the $150 package is we love it when people do, but it is not necessary. To pledge basic membership, a $50 membership, even a $25 low-income membership is all one needs to do. And as Bernard was saying, with the advent of a kind of folio, a kind of program guide, people will, for the first time in a very long while, have a tangible sign of membership. One of our problems with membership in years past is folks would say, okay, now what does this mean? Does this mean I get a warm feeling when I listen to the radio and I can listen to the radio for free? Well, a lot of work has gone into getting you something that is tangible, a membership card. I got mine yesterday.
Yes.
And this new program guide,
yes,
which will be coming, you know, coming into focus and coming your way, you know, as it is completed and as it is ready. The other thing that I want to say, I guess before we take calls here, is that this is a difficult thing to say, especially with so many listeners who care so passionately about every passing moment internally here at WBAI. I just want to say that I don't think your obsession with this radio station is a requirement of membership. I also want to recognize those listeners who support this station because there's one show on the air or two shows on the air that matter to them and that they want to see those programs continue and that they want to be a part of this station for the sake of those one or two programs. That is completely okay. You are not a less valuable listener for that. You're not a less valuable listener because, you know, you don't follow every little drama that happens here. It's exciting, it's entertaining, sure, but it's not necessary. It is not a requirement of membership that you, as I said, that you be obsessed. I mean, for those who are obsessed, that's fine too. But if we're really going to survive and grow, we have to keep the doors open to all kinds of listeners. That's not just all kinds, meaning all ages and backgrounds, but also all kinds of listener needs, including the need of listeners to have an experience while listening to the radio that honors them, that gives them 2 hours of something that they can't get elsewhere, and for whom that is enough, and that is enough to pledge support. Those listeners are a part of our family, too, and I certainly don't want to exclude them. Even as we go into talking about democratization and all these other pressing issues in which listeners obviously are going to be playing a larger role than ever before, it is not necessary for every single listener to be completely engulfed in that process. You can still support us. You can still enjoy various programs on WBAI.
Right. Well, democratization means exactly that, opening up the doors to everybody. And it's the inclusive vision of Pacifica, which is so fundamentally important. And there was such a loss of that in the past years. But that has to be... That's where the focus is. That's where the prize is, because that was part of the original vision of Lou Hill. And if that is lost, along with the points in the charter, which contain an inclusive vision at its heart, then Pacifica is lost forever. But it hasn't been. We are in the process of rebuilding. And part of that is to look at the governance, the history, the bylaws that's being done at committees. And quite a number of programs have been done on our air around these matters. And we will continue that because it is important to bring on the best voices. I know Ralph Engelman was here yesterday, a great historian, professor over at Long Island University, the author of Public Radio and Television in America, formerly a board member here. He can bring that richness of experience and a real knowledge about Pacifica to our airways. And that will help inform and shape the discussion and give it a depth that it would not have otherwise. So Matthew Lazar, who is at work, I hear, on part two. He wrote a history of Pacifica Radio up to about 1998-97. So he has to recapture 99 and the years since then. And that, I'm sure that's going to be an outstanding work because he himself is a committed journalist, historian, and he knows the material in and out. Also part of our work is a conference that we attended back in April, just a few days ago, in fact, a week or so ago, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, where WBAI once again distinguished itself because Dred Scott Keyes and Nancy Rodriguez won a Special Merit Award for a music program that they did. And the top award for WBAI was won by Esther Kaplan, Marilyn Niemark, and Nan Rubin for an edition of Beyond the Pale. We are just tremendously proud of their work and how well that reflects on WBAI. And we're going for more gold the next time around because it will be open, as it was always in the past. Many more people will apply, and I'm sure many more awards will come back home to us here at the station.
Okay, and we're going to move to your phone calls. You can call us here at area code 212-209-2900. That's 212-209-2900. We'll be back right after this message. Stay tuned.
I'm Deepa Fernandez, host and reporter for Free Speech Radio News. During the month of May, we'll continue our on-the-ground coverage from the Middle East, as well as bring you critical international coverage with reporters filing direct from Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, Algeria, and Sierra Leone.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil.
And in the week of May 15 to May 21, I'll be hosting the show every day from Dili, East Timor, as the historic independence of the East Timorese becomes reality. So don't miss Free Speech Radio News' cutting-edge international coverage during the month of May. Weekdays at 6:30 p.m. on WBAI 99.5 FM.
Okay, here we are. And you're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning.
My name is Stephen Salco, and I have some comments and a question for the program director regarding the bylaws revision debates. These debates have been going on weekly for almost 2 months now, and there's been very little coverage of it on the air. I think there's been about five programs. Most of them have been on Friday evenings when very few people are listening. And it seems to me that this is one of the most important discussions taking place on the radio right now, because it's going to determine the future of Pacifica for the next, I would think, several decades. So I was wondering why we aren't having more discussion on the air.
Well, I think you're using the correct word now, and that is discussion. There have not been any debates, but we have presented that. You're correct in saying that a lot of it has happened on Friday, but yesterday there was 2 hours of it from 10 to 12, and we plan to move it around even more on the down so more people can hear it.
Do you plan to do that on a regular basis?
Regularly move it around? Yeah, we have been doing it regularly. Every week, I think, for the last five to six weeks, we've been doing it in one place or the other. And, you know, like I said yesterday, we did it for 2 hours during the day. And we'll be moving it around in other time slots so that more people can hear some of the proposals that are being offered.
Right. I mean, my concern is that the outcome of these debates is going to determine the likelihood of another coup taking place. And, you know, a few minutes ago I heard the station manager say that we have to open this up to everyone. Now, I go to these meetings every week, and there's usually at most about 50 people there, and I think that these are really the hardcore Pacifica activists. And in order for real democratization to take place, in order for the network to be protected by its listeners, lots more people have to get involved, and I think there has to be much more discussion on the radio than has been taking place. So I hope that...
Well, you know, as I said in the very beginning, we still only have 168 hours. We're trying our best to bring it to people on a regular basis. I'm sure that, you know, that there will be some people who will miss it. But, you know, what can we do? We're doing our best to bring it to people as often and in a variety of different time slots so that people who work can hear it, people who are home can hear it, and we'll continue to do that.
Well, I certainly appreciate the constraints of a very limited broadcast week. In particular, I understand that there's a group of people throughout the country who are meeting by telephone every Sunday afternoon. They're producing a show called Pacifica Matters, which was aired, I believe, last week on KPFT. And I was wondering if there's any possibility that any of their stuff will be aired on BAI.
Well, there's a possibility that they will be involved in making presentations on BAI. But, you know, we are trying to, you know, there's different ways that you can do this. I think you can stick with the people that are here and allow them to present what is going on here, and allow people from Pacifica Matters to have input into that, or you can turn it over to someone else. I believe that Pacifica Matters, those people can participate in what it is we're doing here. But thank you very much for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I wrote a few things down. It took me about a minute to read it. And then they're like four questions. I'm Antonio from the Bronx. I think there should be no excuse at all as a listener to have a place where I could come and read a list, a rating sheet, no matter who it is, of the producer, the money raised, and the amount of people that are new who call their show. That's one. Number two, I think a nighttime format should be brought back, so this avoids any politics of who is picked to do a show, of having 15-minute shows, and that's a waiting list, and it goes in order. And then when it comes time to see, you know, you can set up some sort of thing that they can get a response from people, and you can cross-reference that with the members list to make sure they're not, it's not a bunch of friends and all that. Number three, a public list of salaries and expenditures. No excuse about that at all. Should be posted at all times. Number four, money should be raised specifically for getting people in public office and bring things. I said this at a report to the listener about 3 years ago or four, and I think Grandpa was on the air at that time. And number five, or just a general comment, at a fundraiser, it'd be nice to know what kind of equipment we're buying and then just cross it off as a list and say, okay, to specific producer, right now you're supporting his or her show, but we're also, this is what we're going for and this is what we're going to pay for and this is what we're buying as a motivational thing.
Okay.
And the last thing, and totally ashamed, it should be ashamed of the fact that 5 years to settle things and all that stuff with the union, with people's salary and all that. So I'd like to hear your comment on all that, please.
Well, there were no questions there. You made
no.
Well,
you read off a number of points, and I in fact took
a comment on all those points.
Took a few notes. I'm going to begin with the ones that I understood best, and ask you for clarification on the ones I'm not sure about. As to a public listing of income and expenditures, we always had that at WBAI in the past. The budget reports were put in a glass case in the public hallways, so that everybody could come in and see them. They were right there. In fact, when we returned here, some of those reports were still in that glass case from the year 2000.
Okay.
Unfortunately, during the past year, there were no fiscal reports because there were really no approved budgets. And the finance office is working double time and much more than that with the auditor to try to catch up to make some sense out of the fiscal situation, the debt problem, and all of this in the next few weeks and months. When we get back on track, those reports again will be posted because they are public information. They are. The income that was brought in and the expenses that income paid for. You said that the money should be raised to get people into public office. Well, not on the air, because we're a nonprofit 501c3, and we really cannot do that. That's not within our charter.
No, I meant to have public teachings, like, you know, to get people politically savvy so they could do it on their own, you know, start some sort of, you know, movement in that area. I don't mean fund.
Okay,
people.
Yeah, help me a bit more. You mean like a forum or a teach-in?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm not politically
education.
Savvy, so
okay.
There's a lot of people on the station who are, and I think we can do a lot that way, because it seems to be the way things are done around this town. So,
okay.
Well, one of the ways, anyway.
All right, well, I think quite a lot of that happens, and of course, much more can happen. About the equipment, we talked to many, many staff members in the different departments, got together a list, reviewed it, went over it, some immediate priority needs for the control studios that we are in right now and the two others. That's where we put the investment of the, you know, few dollars that we could, so that we can improve our sound and deliver just a better program to our audience. For equipment lists, when there are house parties or there are special events or whatever, we have no problem circulating a list and saying, you know, we need this much for this and this much for this, because that's exactly what we did on our own equipment inventory. Mm-hmm. So we agree with that idea.
Okay.
As to the amount raised by the producers during the membership drive, we keep an open tally book. There are no secrets. The amount is read on the air that we are up to. Anybody can come in and look at that book in the tally conference room and find out what this program did or a program, you know, on the overnights. because people are proud of their achievements, and there's nothing to hide here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's open, and, you know, under our governance, it always will be. The one question I do have is the nighttime format to bring back 15-minute programs. That I'm not sure of, since I don't think we ever had.
Oh, somebody, I speak to somebody who was sort of said something like that was in existence a long time ago. I don't know if that's correct or not, but
I don't.
It seemed to be. Well, then I could present it as an
idea. Probably had a good reason for stopping it too.
It sounded a little archaic, but
yeah.
I don't know, some way to get people who are in the community who, I don't know, give them a shot on the air, but some sort of list that goes in order. I mean, even if there's like a year waiting list, at least you know you're coming up for a slot to present some sort of show or idea or be a guest on a show or something.
Well, I appreciate your that idea. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You're very thoughtful. That was Antonia from the Bronx, and we have on the line.
You're on the air. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning.
Good
morning, Bellamy and staff. How's everyone today? All right?
Good.
Of course, got the sun shining out there, so be it as it may, when you get on the hot seat there, always remember that you had a blessing just to be here and to have a life which so many people of the world have been deprived. So whatever your burdens are, they're always a little less than the fellow somewhere else. I'm very pleased and thankful that you have made disclosures with respect to how the money is being appropriated. I think that's a real good thing to talk about capital expenditures, and I think that the listeners and as a listener, we're all very, very pleased with your effort at financial transparency. However, when it gets to notions of salaries, I would hope that you would weigh in the employment law considerations, because employees are entitled to a right to privacy, and we don't have to really compromise that with the disclosure of vital information to the listeners. I am similarly hoping that during the block of 10 to 12 p.m. that we will Democracy Now, that we will, at least for part of the week, be able to have an informative program, very much as we have in the afternoon with TalkBack. I also believe that all shows, most particularly on Saturday and Sundays, should for some portion be open to the listeners. I don't think we're at a stage where anybody, listeners want voice, and we want trust, and I think that a good sign of that is to open up and make all programming subject, its area notwithstanding, to easy access via telephone. I noticed that that Dr. Michio Kaku's show is only accessible by, and he's a great participant, and I'm not saying it as a criticism as much as I am saying is that maybe unwittingly he does not understand that foreclosing that just to people on the computers really is not the way to go. He's a brilliant mind, and there are many people who want to interchange ideas, so I would hope that you would have all shows open for some period of time to comment from the listeners. Thank you for the very good job that you're doing, and I'm urging the rest of the listeners to understand that these transitions take time. There's no waving any magic wand. I think we have to judge the staff as it is in Pacifica on the basis of true, real, meaningful progress that reflects an edification in the voice and interplay of the listeners. God bless you. Have a good week.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
One quick note about Explorations, Michio Kaku's program. First of all, it's Wednesday at 7 p.m., and he will be on this Wednesday raising funds. But one of the reasons that Dr. Kaku takes his questions over email is that he, at this point, it's a national program, and it's also a pre-taped program. So he's live in the studio generally only during fundraising time. So there's there are logistical reasons why he's no longer really at liberty to throw open the phones and to take calls willy-nilly. I'd also say that there are some formats that really aren't served by opening up the phone lines on a regular basis. I think you're right in saying that every single show may have a moment, may have a specific edition of the show or a specific topic that is urgent enough, even a music-oriented program, to open up the lines to listeners. But to be honest, I've heard some real disasters take place when my colleagues come in and just throw open the lines without a focus, because often what you'll get is you'll sort of just get people going off at the mouth waywardly and without focus. So you can overdo that sort of thing, too.
Okay, let's take one more call. BAI, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes. Many listeners are very concerned about the issue of police brutality. 2 weeks ago now, there was a Mexican immigrant killed out where I live by a former cop. And for the past 9 nights now, going on 10, there have been 50 people rallying. Thursday, there's going to be a big march, maybe hundreds of people out here from the Mexican community. And we'd like to urge the BAI to cover this, to look at this very seriously. Of course, there are logistical problems in being out here and being there at the same time.
Okay. What part of Staten Island is it going to be in?
Port Richmond. Thursday, there's going to be a big march from Veterans Park in the middle of Port Richmond over at 5:30 to a location where there's now a shrine to Ricardo Colon, who was killed. Well, now it's 3 Sundays ago at Port Richmond Avenue and Castleton Avenue. And
is there a number that people can call? Because the reason why is that we're trying to take listener phone calls about the station. This kind of...
Well, it is important.
I have no question about
it. Activists throughout the area be aware that when somebody is killed, that, you know, it shouldn't take maybe 2 or 3 weeks before everybody gets up to speed on that fact that people in the community are organizing. And there will be hundreds of people.
Okay,
possibly.
Can I get the number?
718-984-9429.
718-984-9429. So if people want any additional information about that, you can call that number. Let's see if we can get squeezed in one more related to the AI. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I want to tell you first, my voice is hoarse, but I want to thank you because you're all doing a very good job, and I appreciate the programs. I also, what is my concern is, I do not want to listen to listeners. I much rather keep it the way you've been doing it because you're different from other stations that take in listeners, and they talk in a way that they sound like they could tell you 5 sentences in one breath, and some of them have their own agenda. I much rather listen to program. I want to hear news. That is my need, and I appreciate Democracy Now. I appreciate those shows that bring to you news that you won't hear in other stations. So I'm very happy if you never took one listener, and I'm sorry. Some of them are good, but I'm happy without the listeners.
Well, I appreciate your comments, but I'm going to defend our listeners. I think we have the most intelligent, the most generous, the most giving, understanding, patient listeners really on the planet. And the work of these past 4 or 5 months here,
yes,
the energy that they've given us and the drive and the whole force that is helping to rebuild Pacifica, it could not be done without them. So I appreciate your comments. Keep on listening because they can help educate you as they educate me every single day.
In the interest of truth, though, we do have a sprinkling of knuckleheads.
Just a sprinkling.
Just a sprinkling.
Not a smattering, a sprinkling.
All right, we're winding up this report to the listener today. This is the report for May as we go into our spring membership drive with a big goal ahead of us, a mountain ahead of us that I know we can do. And we'll be back with you in June for the June report. And as we move through this transition, that in fact may be the last report I might be doing here as general manager of WBA. I will see how the process works. Keep the faith. Keep in touch with your spirit. And most of all, keep in touch with WBAI and help us climb this mountain for this year.
Okay, and Valerie, I want a promise from you. If indeed June is the last report to the listener that you're a part of as a GM, I can still have you on my show as a guest, right?
Probably.
Okay.
Okay, any final words, Jose?
Only that it'd be nice in June if there's also someone from the unpaid staff on this report to the listener.
Okay, not just the barely paid staff, but the
yeah, they might, you know, they might want to also, you know, lay out their feelings about it since they did most of the work. But this this was good. I feel good about it, and I especially want to reemphasize that folks need to come around and help us, as Valerie said, get over this mountain. It's a big mountain, and we need your support in the coming days.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. It is now 8:59. We are going into Democracy Now with some extraordinary programming coming up from East Timor, and also with Free Speech Radio News, so we'll be covering that. We go into our drive tomorrow. Please stay with us. Please support.